At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast Channel. On this episode of Milan Coast to Coast, well, the Derby is back. This time, it's a Coppa Italia special. Two affair, two legs. We got leg one in between your legs. Ayo! And we're going to talk all about it. It's a lot of stuff. We're going to get into the report card, grade what we saw today. We give a little discussion what we think about Conceição and his tactics going into this game. We got a big matchup against Paladino and the Fiorentina boys on the weekend. Got to talk about that. Possible new sporting director coming. All this and more tonight on this episode of Milan Coast to Coast. But before we get into anything, we need your help. Do us a favor. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel. Make sure you hit the notification bell so you're up to date with all the videos, when we're going live, when we're dropping them. And of course, please smash the like button, leave a comment later, and follow us on all of our audio platforms like Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your audio podcast, baby. But we are a YouTube sensation, okay? You got to see us. You got to be there. Gee, Milan always bipolar, but today they showed some fight. You ready, baby, to show that you got some fight left in you?
I got the big fight in me, Fabio. I got the big fight in me. Let's get it, baby.
I don't know. All right, let's go!
Milan Weekly Podcast presents Milan Coast to Coast with your host, Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa della
fear! Have no fear, the boys are back! Let's go, let's drop the music, let's bring us in. Where are we? Here we are, baby! What up, ladies and gentlemen? No. West Coast on the west side, east side on the east side. What up, people? I'm Fabio, joined by my partner, Gio. We are here live on the Milan Weekly Podcast, and we are the one, the only, Milan!
Coast to coast, baby!
Yeah, damn right. Let's go, baby. Gee, how you feeling tonight, man?
Before we get this this Milan talk, I just want to say happy Eid to all my Muslim brothers and sisters out there, man. I know Eid was on Sunday and Monday, so I know y'all joining this. Now y'all could drink water, so shout out to y'all, man, because I know that's a struggle.
What up? What up to our people in the chat? Guys, if you're in the chat, do us a favor. We're going to get straight into this one. Super chats are open, so if you want to help support the channel, want to bring your comments, we're going to get to them later. Drop it in. Drop a question. We'll discuss later. Let's go, baby. All or nothing. I'm calling it the Coppa War. All right? Because to me, this is like a two-parter, all right? This is like Infinity War and Endgame. Next time will be Endgame, Infinity War. And listen, man, and it turned out to be that it was going to end all balanced, as all things should be, when, in honesty, we only seem to show up when it's Inter. When it's Inter and the games are on the line, it's the only time we seem to show up, right? So let's set the stage here a little bit. So after watching Bologna handle Empoli yesterday 3-0 and get 1 foot into the final for them, it was our turn. As the home team, we welcomed Inter. And in this first leg, we really needed to show something good, right? The stakes are, this is our last chance at a trophy. Inter's chasing a treble. So if we can knock them off their position right now, we prevent them from possibly getting history later on. Would have been a beautiful thing to get one step closer. But we're going to discuss the game. They had no Lautaro Martinez, Dumfries out. But the lineup was still pretty competitive in regards to ours. We went with Jimenez on the right wing, which you could see as the game went on. We were really playing kind of a five at the back. And we went with Chao and Gabbia as our center backs this time. We left Pavlovich out. Tomori seems to be iced out for some reason. I don't know why. And Tammy was our striker. And Leao, no sitting on the bench this time. We got him right in from the start. So what are your expectations, G, when you were looking at this game? Let's kind of break it down, man. What'd you think going in? Let's use Stevie's graphic here. Talk to us.
Well, Fabio, I mean, you know, I told everybody on Twitter, everybody that follows me, I told them, like, I'm not getting mad at the season. Whatever happens, happens. But these are the only two game, big games that I care about because we have a chance to win a trophy. So, I mean, I just like the effort that we put in today. And it showed at the end of the game when the fans and the players, you know, you reunited and they were clapping each other because that's what we expect. When you come to Milan, you put in that effort, sweat and tears. If the result doesn't go your way, at least you know you gave your all, Fabio.
That's true, man. And that's honestly, I when we go through the report card, the individual efforts of some players were, they were there. That's the thing that's really been kind of getting to me, is that the Milan is not even showing up. First half's awful, awful, right? So when we look at this, we have to kind of ask ourselves this question. Was today a good result, or you think it was a missed opportunity? What do you think, G?
I say 50-50 because when their goal came, Fabio, we had them in a headlock. We was beating them up. We was trying to go for that KO. We was trying to go for that Gervonta Davis, like, boom! And then they was like that. But then they hit us, you know.
One of the worst people with the rocket. Listen, let's talk about it, right? We're going to give all the flowers when we get to the individual thing. But Tammy's effort, right? Even though we get a little luck there, Fofana doesn't necessarily, he gets the assist, but it's just in name alone because he really doesn't really do anything besides stick his foot out. And luck has it that Tammy does all the rest. So big ups to Tammy, man. What'd you think about him starting over Jimenez? You thought that was the right call?
Yeah, Jimenez struggling. He missed a penalty. It's the pressure, man. Jimenez, like, that's my only thing that when we signed him is, like, he's not really doing too good for Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, their media crazy. Like, you know, they got trillions of dollars in media, especially in soccer media, a.k.a. Calcio, me and Fabio call it. But, yeah, the pressure. And I think the pressure got to him, especially after the missed penalty. So it was good. It was good putting in Tammy. And especially with Tammy, what I like about Tammy, Fabio, is he helps out the defender. There was a couple times that they was hitting us on the break, and then Tammy was running, and he cut a couple balls out, Fabio.
And Tammy makes an unbelievable header save, like right off the line there in the first half. That is big. When you look back at everything, it was just a big moment that he was there. But Tammy, again, a little bit of brilliance, turned out to be a real difference maker, and at least getting right off the bat in the second half, starting good. I don't know, man. When I think about that, let's move on to the next thing, right? So when they tie, it's got to be that son of a bitch, that figure di puttana himself, Çalhanoğlu, who has to come back and haunt us again. Now, we talk about Pirlo and all this other stuff, and you know, you love to call him a rat because he left for Juve, all this other stuff. But this is a rat right here. Not only does he celebrate like he won the World Cup, all right, but he doesn't even have the decency to show the, like, you know, don't do that against your old club. That's not even a thought here. So what were your thoughts when you saw Hakan score that fucking goal to tie the game?
I thought I was watching Adam 22 and letting the plug in and smashed on by.
Oh my God. Cuck City.
But you know what, Fabio? At that time, what got me pissed off is not just because he's a filho de butana. Yeah, but okay, so it wasn't just about that. It's just that we was on him. Leao attacking. We got the right side. We attacking. We attacking through the midfield. Jimenez attacking, you know, holding the ball. And then they just hit him with a good shot. That's what really pissed me off. And then it had to be Hakan and stuff like that. But it was a rocket, Fabio. So I mean, no savior, no keeper saving that one, to be honest with you.
Oh man, freaking A. All right, let's go, people. If you're in the chat, this is your chance to shine. Give us your grades. Let's go. Let's start with one of, I'll tell you right now, top of the class. There's always three people that get nominated. Magic Mike is back, and he was on that bullshit today, all right? Mike makes crazy saves. I can go through all of them. Save on Correa in the 11th minute, which is a solid save. Save on Hakan's free kick in the 41st minute. Save on Fratesi's header in the 45th minute. That's two chances at the end of the first half that could have really fucked us there. He gets a save 2 minutes after we score on Barella's shot, which was a really good shot. Good save by Mike. Spills it. Thank God the ball ends up being kicked out, right? Makes a great kick save on Zielinski, or whatever. The guy who shrunk his kids. His kid is playing on Inter now, all right? So this guy has a great chance. The ball comes across, and Mike has no chance to react, and he ends up somehow getting his foot on it, his leg on it, and blocks it in the 80th minute. Great save there, because that could have been a killer. Then he makes another save on the 84th minute on Mkhitaryan. I mean, Mike deserves the A, because he had a hell of a performance, bro.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insisted first. Don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Yeah, I'm going to give him an A, Fabio, but this is what we need. This one we need. They need the performances. And then a lot of people on Twitter was talking that Kaká said that he should have saved that, bro. If he saves that, he breaks his hand. Like, that was a rocket.
That was a rocket.
Yeah. No way. That risk is going backwards. Nah, bro, we got a lot of people online saying that he should have saved it.
Those people are haters, bro. All right? They're talking a lot of shit. They think if they were the hamburger helper hand, they would be saving it. It's not happening, bro. That was a blast. Mm-hmm. You got to just tip your cap. Mike made 5-6 other saves that saved our ass. Come on. How about one of our defenders getting in the fucking way and blocking the shot? Let's move on to our defense. Let's start with Walker, starting at right back. Really playing like a third center back most of the game. But what were your thoughts on Walker's grade tonight?
I think he was leaving the right side to expose, Fabio, because Bastoni had like free roam to come up anywhere. Whatever Bastoni wanted to do, if he wanted to overload the right side, that's what he was doing. So I'm going to give him a D, Fabio. I don't really think, you know, he did anything good. And then, he didn't do anything good. And then on that goal, you know, it comes from his side. Fabio comes from the right side playing and stuff like that. So I'm going to give him a D. I didn't really like how he played today, Fabio.
I think a C is a fair grade. I think D is a little harsh. People in the chat still talking Mike here. Mike B.
Josh is saying he's really the only A. The only argument for highest grade is maybe Tammy, but definitely Mike is top. I'm going C, bro. I don't think it was D worthy. I think a lot of the suspect things on the right side. Let's see, you always. All right, see, look, Lebron Youssef going C. That's what I'm talking about. That's where I'm at. I don't think it was a D performance. There's D's coming. I'll tell you that. Let's go to Gapia. Why don't you start? Because you've been greasing the pole for a long time, and tonight is not one of those nights, bro.
Fabio Gapia played actually pretty good today. I don't know what you was
on,
but let's check this out. Like the inconsistency that of the what has happened to Gapia this year from last year, he's not getting minutes. I'm gonna give him a C, Fabio. He actually tried to stop that shot from Çalhanoğlu. He put his body on the line. It just missed.
Where did he put his body?
He just went in front of the shot, Fabio. But
you get in front of it, you block that motherfucker. He spread his legs like you were putting.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
$20 bill in his pants. All right, I didn't like it. Listen, I'm giving him a C too. I'm not going D. All right, he did okay, but there's still a lot of moments that even these two strikers, Thuram and Correa, they were giving him trouble, bro. He is not the caliber to be able to mark high quality strikers. And Inter, without having honestly too much, you know, maybe Martinez would have been even better. On the team, but Thuram is a good striker, and I thought Thuram was kind of making him look stupid a couple of parts. He is just lucky they didn't find their man, and I felt like he should have got in front of that shot. Maybe I'm being a little too harsh, but you know, listen, Mateo, I'll see you at the football factory next time, and I'll tell you should have done better. I don't know what to tell you. All right, let's go to Chow. Now, Chow, I'll tell you right now, I think he played better. I think he had the better of the two center backs. He made some good interventions. I thought Chow overall looked more solid than Gapia, so I have him just at a B.
Yeah, I'll agree with you, Fabio. And I think that pairing is better than Pavlović and Gapia because it seems like both of them together are headless chickens. But yeah, I'm going to give them a B. And we're talking about $100 million Chow now.
$100 million Chow! I like it.
Bayern was company was there to scout him, so we're gonna need that hundred mil.
If you want there you go. All right, let's go, Theo. What's your grade on Theo, bro?
I mean, he had a chance. I mean, his key is not like defending, but he had a chance like at the top of the field, like outside the penalty box, to score a goal, and then that motherfucker just whites it. Like, he just had to hit it on target, and the goalkeeper was out of position. That was going in the back of the net. I don't know. Theo looking, and then he got beat by Bisek. He had, like 4 feet in front of Bisek, and Bisek is not faster than Mbappe, bro. So it's just, like, the effort that I'm not liking from him. And then, like, overloading passes, not running when Tajani's telling him to run for the three through ball. So I'm going to give him a D, Fabio. I'm going to be fair, and I'm going to give him a D. Not the D, but I'm going to give him the D.
I have him at a C, bro. I think D's a little harsh. He didn't necessarily, I thought, do anything defensively that would have skewed his grade down. Offensively, he did nothing. He did nothing. He has, like, a couple of chances where the ball falls to his feet. But, again, this is just an average performance. You didn't do anything to help the team win. But thank God you didn't do anything to lose. Lebron Youssef agrees. See.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
All right. Let's keep it moving. Fofana, the midfield now. Fofana gets an assist just in name alone because there's not a chance in hell he knew anything about it. He's lucky he just got a touch on it, but it kind of bounces off the interplayer, and then Tammy does everything. But I'm not giving him a high grade. I have him at a C because he's maddening when he gets the ball. When he gets the ball in the final third, the idiotic shots that comes out of this guy, the stupid passes that he knows how to pass. We've seen good passes from Fofana. He just makes some really bad choices. So I have him at a C, no higher than that. Again, come on. When are you ever going to shoot and get something on target? Why is it always in the stands 5-6 feet over the pole? Come on, man. What use are you? Don't even move forward. How about that? Don't move forward and go back. All right? Because every time you get the ball, you do nothing. So I have Fofana to see. What do you say?
Fabio, I think today is he did his job. I mean, how many balls did he intercept? How many times he bullied Taram Carrera taking all the balls? Just that he did his job. So to me, I mean, you're going to call me crazy, but I'm going to give him a B, Fabio. I like
Wow.
He's a bugging. Six,
all right,
because he's saying a six, so he intercepted a lot of balls. He bossed the midfield. He didn't get bullied. Just those shots, man. Just those stupid ass shots. But hey, who am I? I mean, I've been complaining about his shots for 4 months now, and people are saying now I'm dumb. So I don't know.
All right, let's go to Johnny. All right, Mr. Rigidez. I don't know, man. I had him. I thought he had some bad defense on the goal. He could have had a chance to block it. But overall, a few good passes, makes a good pass to Leao in the 26th minute, which Leao gets his shot saved. I mean, it was a good shot. Decent pass to Tammy in the 37th that is saved, but it's very close, like very close range shot. So the goalie just can easily get in front of it. But other than that, not much, man. Not much. I have him at a C. I'm pretty much C almost all around here, but I got C. What do you think about this?
I got him at a C, man. I got him at a C, Fabio, and he wasn't making through passes. Some of them, like, he was telling Theo to run.
Like I said, he had two or three good ones, man. It's just the team didn't finish.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I'm going to give him a C here. Yeah, I didn't see anything spectacular. So,
all right, so let's go Jimenez now. What do you got for Jimenez? What's your thoughts, bro?
F?
Yeah. Wow, bro.
I don't know. It's just in the final third. In the final third, he's bad, Fabio. The only good thing is, like, I just want to say, Augusto Bastoni and the racist Acerbi. I'm not gonna put alleged because you're a fucking racist. So come sue me, you hoe. Y'all pussy. Is that you? Is that you, Bastoni?
No,
y'all was fighting. You needed three players. Three players?
On Jimenez, I know.
On Jimenez, a 19-year-old. That's smoke. See. But I didn't really like his passing or anything like that. Five, and he holds the ball too damn much for my liking sometimes.
So you're saying, oh my god, look, here we go.
Lord Figo, where you at?
Yeah, it looks like again, this team did they come to play against Inter. I have Jimenez as a C. Again, I think the reason when I see him at right wing, it upsets me a little bit. You know, he's in there because he's playing a right back in a back five.
Oh, Josh, this is Josh what I like dropping.
Look at that. 67% in duels, 50% in tackles, 78 passing percentage. Not great for a CDM. Tell him, baby. Tell him, baby.
To D.
Listen, C is fine. He got an assist. He just wasn't great, man. My problem with Fofana is his shot selection. His shot selection is ass, bro. Ass. You guys, you're writing the wrong Jimenez. I'm talking about Jimenez. We're talking about Alex, all right? Alex gets a C. Let's go Pulisic, bro.
Oh, Pulisic, man. Okay, let me go on this. Okay, when you start in a team, I'm going to put it for my Americans or my North Americans. Pulisic, I'm going to call you out. Are you a Derek Fisher or are you going to be a Paul Gasol? Or are you
Why are you always going to be referencing former Lakers? Nobody knows who these people are, okay, bro.
Like, they know who they are, man. Or are you going to be a Mookie Betts? Like, let's be honest, because what you've been doing in big games, Fabio, I don't know. I need to see more. He got bullied, bro. He got bullied, man. He got bullied today. Yeah, I'm gonna give him an F. Fabio, he got bullied.
You're bugging.
Leban, that grade you giving Captain America, that's hot on, bro. Come on, bro. Pulisic, how many times they stole his cookie?
Oh my god.
That's hot on, bro.
First of all, it's a D performance because it wasn't good. He was very dispossessed very easily, losing the ball too often. It just wasn't his day. Honestly, it just wasn't his day. So I'm okay giving him the D, all right? But the F, you got to take it easy, bro. You're going too hard with that one. All right, let's go. You know what time it is. Oh, he's off the bench. He's here to save the day. Talk that shit about Rafael Leal.
I liked him today. He was aggressive. Fabio, he was aggressive. Some couple bad touches, though, and, like, key pivotal plays. Like, yeah. I feel like if he doesn't have, like, a bad touch in those two plays, we rally into. We're, like, up 3-0 before, like, they score the goal. No, I'm being honest, bro, because he had a couple plays, bro, that he burned, like, two defenders, and it was just that touch that let him down. But I'm gonna give him a C, Fabio. C.
Oh, C? Nah. Yo, fuck
April
you.
Fools, Fabio. April Fools.
Oh,
nah, I'm gonna give him a B, Fabio. I'm gonna give him a B. But I need more of this layout. I need more of this consistency, man. Shout out layout today. He was on it, Fabio. Just his touch left him a little bit down.
Yeah, he had a really
if his touch didn't leave him down, Fabio. Remember when he burned? I think who did he burn? He burned Darmian and he burned Bisek and was that touch, because all he did was have to pass it and it would have been a goal for 10.
Yeah,
you saw you remember that, Fabio. Come on, man.
I have Leal at a B as well. He was very lively today. He was making shots, taking players on. He was making things happen. It just, you know, sometimes you just get it's unfortunate and you can't finish or it doesn't happen. Yeah, exactly. April Fools was yesterday, Gio. Give Leal an A, he deserves it. He's bugging. He wants to give him a C. All right, but I got him at a B. I think it's fair. No goal, no assist. B for trying and looking lively. Don't bench his ass again. Literally for no game. All right, let's go. Tammy, our goal scorer, baby. One. Leal is a nominee, and Tammy is the other nominee with Mike for our top of the class. What?
No, Yeboah. No away goal. So we're good. We're good. So we're stealing it. It's like 0-0 right now.
Exactly. Yes. All right. So, Tammy, what's your grade on Tammy?
Tammy did the John Morant like he did yesterday. John Morant, you crazy, man. You're about to get a suspended. But he did the John Morant on
him. All right. Nobody cares about him. Come on.
Nah, you know what? You know what? He did the bachata on him again, bro. Oh, Tammy, he did the bachata. He spinned him and then boom. So, man, I'm gonna give a A for Tammy. I like not just the goal, Fabio. It's just his defensive work, man. Imagine if he had the complete game, he'd be crazy, man. He would be like a Julian Alvarez, just an animal defending in the midfield, scoring goals for fun. But Tammy, man, it's that effort and everything. You know he wants to stay. You know he don't want to go back to Roma, bro. But he got an A, man.
Roma looks like they're in better position than we are. All right, so I have him at a B. I thought he made good defensive save. off the line in the 21st, and then his goal, I mean, he does a great job, man. It's somewhere between A and a B. I feel like, yeah, everybody's saying A minus. You know, for me, I skew up, so that's an A. All right, A it is. All right, so let's go through
before
our
– Before we go to the subs, Fabio, yeah. Before we go to the subs, Lord Figo, you did not come in the chat during this time, so you're getting blocked. Next week if you win – or 2 weeks from now, when if you win or you don't or you pass us, bro, you getting blocked, bro. We're not taking none of that. You need to be a fucking man and come on the stream when you're a
come on. A team, you ain't no man. Come on, bro. You ain't no man. He ain't no man. Come on. Let's move on. All right, let's go to our subs. First one off the bench, G. If I gave you a bet and say I who do you think is going to be the first guy off the bench? I guarantee it wasn't going to be this guy. I guarantee it wasn't going to be this guy. Ricardo Sotil, the first sub of the game. What's your thoughts?
The Italian Stallion, bro. Himself. You feeling me? That, you know, I don't know what he did, Fabio, but I'm going to just say not to be
I'm unsure why he was subbed on. Yeah. That was my note. I gave him a C. He came on early too, bro. Mm-hmm. Like the 60-something. 60. Yeah, okay. So, all right. Next two were Jimenez and Felix because of God forbid we leave them out. Jimenez, I have him at a D, bro, because he didn't do anything. He took a foul.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insist. I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
That wasn't given, but should have been. But really, nothing else. He didn't do anything else. You know?
The devil has entered the chat.
There he is. No. We don't care until he pays us to care. You don't want to pay? Leave him in the chat. Let's go. Jimenez, I haven't met a D. What about you?
Jimenez looked like a lost soul out there, Fabio. So, you know. No.
Oh, like Coco.
You.
Like Coco, bro.
Yeah. No tacos for you, bro. You know we love them tacos, them birria tacos.
Hell yeah. Oh, shit. Stop it. You're making me hungry. All right, so let's go to Felix. Felix the Cat. How many lives does this guy have left, bro? I have him at an F, bro. He's trash, bro. Utterly useless. That's my note. Utterly useless. Did nothing of value. For like the 20-something minutes he got to play. He's ass, bro.
Look, man. Everybody's always wondering when Cristiano Ronaldo is going to retire from Portugal. But when you got Leal jumping stinkers and you got this generational bum and fucking Felix the Cat, he got more than 9 lives, bro. CR7 going to be pain. Playing for Portugal till he 95 years old, to be honest with you, because with this guy, and he gets picked, man, I don't know what's going on, and they're better ballers than João Felix right now. Portugal, look them up. They got a lot of stars coming up, but bro, I don't know what happened with Felix. A lot of shit. The Pioli lover himself, Bonetti, said that he was the next coming of Kaká, which is blasphemy. A guy that used to go to games, was born in Milan. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, you need to go to the temple, church, mosque, whatever you need to do, and wash away those sins, because that was some bullshit, Bonetti. But Felix, I don't know what he's on there. Fabio, I don't know if he's a quota. We have a Portuguese quota and FIGC that we need to make up. But what is he on the pitch there for? I don't know.
I don't know, bro. He did nothing. He did nothing of value. I couldn't believe that. Like, why would we even give this guy time? You know? And that beautiful video. Oh, we're not Messi. Messi's not here. Yeah, no shit. And neither are you, Felix. Jesus Christ. All right. Last two guys. We got Chukwueze and Bondo coming in the last, like, 4 minutes of the game. They get no grade. Top of the
Bondo
class.
Bondo did more work than Felix in 4 minutes.
That's 100% right, bro. All right, top of the class, right? Top of the class nominees, Magic Mike, Rafael Leao, and Tammy Abraham, who's your top of the class?
I'm gonna give it to Tammy Abraham. He did the Macarena on those inter snakes, and you know what he did? He did that on them, and they didn't know what to do with that spin, Fabio. I'm gonna give him I'm gonna give it to him because I liked his effort all over the pitch.
So you're going, Tammy. My top of the class is Magic fucking Dumbledore Mike. All right, Dev, my man just had the magic, and without him, we'd be in big trouble. Who's your flop of the class?
Flop of the class, Fabio, we just said it. Generational bum, Felix, bro. I mean, he's a flop. Because you're supposed to be generational, and you come in for 12 minutes to do nothing, bro. So, it is.
Bro. Oh, man. All right, so this gets into our Contessao conversation. Fabio? My flop is Contessao. My flop is Contessao. I'll tell you what. All right, and here we're going to get into Contessao's grade and talking a little about Contessao. Do you think that this team wasn't going to drop back in a shell as soon as they scored that goal? Did you not think that Contessao was going to tell them, sit back and try to counter, but just absorb the pressure from them? They were basically in the back five the whole game. As soon as they scored that goal, you knew we were just going to sit back and just allow them to pressure us the whole time. And this team is too good. We're not losers here. We watch soccer. We can understand when a team is talented. And Inter is talented. All right. We just seem to be able to match up well, and we cause problems for them. But let's not be delusional. All right. Inter had a lot more chances than we did. In every game, we keep to be playing against each other. A little bit unfortunate for them. But hey, if you don't finish your chances, who's there to blame but you? Right? Today, Mike and even Tammy's head, there was a lot of people in the way for them scoring goals. And granted, they did not finish most of their chances, but I have to look at Contessao and honestly ask, why is it this the only game that you guys show up? Even then, what are these substitutes? Why, Felix, he does nothing. You're going to keep rewarding him? Why you bring Sotil in to play on the right wing? Don't even understand. I get you want to take Jimenez out, but why the hell are you bringing in a guy that plays left wing and you're putting him on right wing? It's just confusing, and I don't particularly love the idea of you playing Pulisic in the middle. It seems to he didn't have a great game. I think we need to go back to having Pulisic on the right side. So for me, I see these things, and I ask you, G. That's why I have Contessao at a C, maybe closer to a D. But what's your grade? Did Sergio get it right tonight? You know, did Milan sit back too much? Like I was saying, was the approach too cautious after they took the lead? What should Sergio have done in regards? Should he made changes earlier? Who should he brought in other players? What are your thoughts overall?
I think he should have put Pulisic on the right, Tajani as the cam, and then let Bondo and Fofana feed it out. You know what I like about Bondo, Fabio? He covers a lot of kilometers, and that's what we're going to need in the midfield. I think if he would have done that, that's good. But I don't know. He always wants to tinker. Like, we already know that Jimenez, like, he's good, but sometimes in the final third, because he's young, like, you know, maybe La Liga, he might get away with it. But in Italy, you're not going to get away with messing up or double thinking stuff. So at the end of the day, to me, Contessao, he lost me like about what 2 months ago, Fabio. After the Dynamo game, I knew like all that shit was bullshit, like breaking TVs and all that was a fucking lie. Yeah. Because Musa got a red card, right? And then the next game he starts. Why would any player want to have discipline? Why would any player want to listen to you? Bro, I just got a red card, and your reward is to give me a start in the league? Nah, bro. So, to me, Contessao, I don't know what happened with bringing Sutil in, but that shit was crazy, Fabio. Sutil, he is, if we're going to hit him on the break. But when he brought in Sutil was after the goal, which was crazy. Like, You know, because we were on top of them for the 10, 15 minutes. Fabio, you bring in Sutil when you want to close out the game and you want to hit on counterattacks, not the way that we was playing, because we was on top of them. We missed a couple chances. Saved by Joseph F., or whatever the fuck his name is. But, yeah, I don't really like it. So, and then every game is, like, weird, Fabio. Like, he bring, like, different players. Like, that's not good for a young player neither. What, Sutil, like, well, how old is your? I don't even know. He looked young as fuck to me. He looked like about 20.
Sutil, I think he's like 20 something. 27.
Don't tell me he's 30, bro. That's crazy.
No, not 30. Not 30. But I don't think he's that. I don't think he's that young, but I could be wrong, bro. Let me beep it out. Hold up. Hey, yo.
No, but yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying, Fabio. I don't know. These some substitutions, like, don't really make sense.
I mean, he's been
making this is not the constant style from Porto, bro. Like, when he was playing versus a small team, he would dominate them. But and then you go, like,
25,
against
Arsenal. He's 25. So
damn, he 25. That's still young as hell, but he looked like he about 19, 20. But at the end of the day, Fabio Conceição, he lost the plot because at Porto, when he placed competition that he knew he could beat up, he was beating them up. But and then when he was in the Champions League, he go against Arsenal, he go against Real Madrid, he was set up. We playing counterattack, defend, and then hit him on the break. And he would win the games. Fabio, you seen that Galliano goal versus Arsenal when the shit went crazy in the 95th minute? So I don't know what the heck is going on. And don't be dissing. We not dissing right now.
All right. So let's get to another topic here. All right. This stupid thing. All right. What's next? Right. What needs to change for the second leg, G? So is Milan ready to go all in as the away team at the San Siro? Who needs to step up? What's your prediction on the return leg? Can Milan pull it off?
Fabio, I think that the second leg ends 0-0 or 1-1 again, and we go in penalties, and Magic Mike saves it, to be honest with you. Like, when Pioli was in charge, like, I used to feel scared of Inter. Like, damn, they're going to put, like, 7 past us. But, like, now I don't really like, because I don't really fear them, because we were on top of them, Fabio, for 15 minutes. When has we able to say that we're just beating them down? We just couldn't hit them with that Gervonta, Tank Davis on them and stuff like that. So, yeah, I feel confident, Fabio, that not that we're going to win the game, but I think we go to pens and Magic Mike going to do what Magic Mike do.
Here, looking. All right. So the one thing we have going for us, right, is that Inter has a bunch of games that are going to all start to pack up and get real close. So when they play their second leg against Bayern, if that goes well or how it works out, they have Bologna the very next week. So then Bologna, you got a big game. Bologna's tough, and they're fighting for the Scudetto. So as long as they don't drop points against Calgary, they're going to be looking like they can't drop points against Bologna either. And then sandwiched between Bologna and Milan, the next game they have is Roma right after us. So it's going to be a real question. Do they want to prioritize starting most of their starters against Roma and Bologna to make sure they stand in a good spot in the Scudetto race? Or are they going to sacrifice sitting people during those games to take the second game more seriously against Milan? What do you think is going to end up happening, bro?
Well, regardless, Fabio, they're going to have to rotate because they got Bayern, Calgary coming up. Then they got Bayern. Then they got, who they got, you said? Then they got Bologna, a tough game.
Yeah, they got Bayern. And the next couple of games, they got Parma coming up. Then they play Bayern next week. Then they play Calgary, Alberta, Canada, my favorite team. Then, again, the following midweek, they play Bayern on the return, on the home leg. Then they play Bologna. Then they play us. And then they play Roma. So it's a lot of games all sandwiched there together.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, even Lord Fijo.
Fijo?
Yeah, like he won't even say, if he's a real man, he'll admit it that he'd rather go out in Coppa Italia than go out in Champions League and then lose Scudetto, because he's not going to win shit. You know, he's going to just win Coppa Italia. So he knows that he'd rather lose to us and not even lose, like go to penalties and then we just advance to the final than for them to lose to Bayern and then lose. Those are tough games, Fabio. It's Bologna, us, and then Roma, bro. Roma on the hot streak. What, they got like 14 unbeaten run right now? Roma,
yeah, they're doing pretty good too, but that's what I mean. They're gonna have to prioritize. Mm-hmm. Maybe we get a little lucky. Maybe they're gonna bench some of their starters and then rush them all in if the game doesn't go their way.
They can't bench their starter. The only one they're gonna rest their starter is Coppa Italia, Fabio.
Exactly.
Because you can't rest and chop and change, because and then you drop points.
Well, I don't think they want to drop points. That'd be a big loss. I think they value winning the season more than they do valuing Coppa Italia. But Milan's only chance at silverware. Last chance at silverware, should I say. We are in no position to even think about the league. We are still sitting in ninth. We look terrible, absolutely terrible. And with the game coming on the weekend, I don't know what to expect. Fiorentina's been doing real good. I'm nervous. I think they might come out and lay another stinker, because you can't trust what Milan's going to do game in, game out. Right now it looks like, all right, they played well because it's Inter. But against Fiorentina, who just beat Atalanta last weekend, I don't know, G. Moise Keane has been playing unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. Got to keep an eye out on him. Of course, our boy Adley is on this team. Is Adley hurt or is he just riding the bench? I don't know if he's been playing.
No, I don't know. I don't know. But he's been playing off and off, obviously. So. But when I say, you want to know, before we get to Fiorentina, you want to know why I feel like we're going through? Because it's the day before my birthday, Fabio, and that's all I want for my birthday. Milan in the final. But Fiorentina going to be tough. Moise Keane, man, scoring. Fiorentina, they dropped off again. They got a chance to make Champions League. Well, I think they're only like 3 or 4 points off. So, like, they're bunched up. They're going to come to play, Fabio. They're going to come to play.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
And those attacking teams, we have a hard time. We struggle again, so it's just it's gonna be tough. But I feel like if we need some momentum now. We played a good game versus Inter. The fans, the players knew they did. We clapped them in the stadium, and now Fiorentina. We play another good game, and then we're just waiting for Inter, basically. And then if we have that momentum, Fabio, we could beat them. To be honest with you,
I'm under no impression that this team is going to get any momentum. I think we are. I don't trust them. I don't trust them, guys. I don't trust them. Don't read this moron's stupid comments. First of all, KFC doesn't even have a buffet. If they did, his mother would close down shop. So we don't even got to worry about that. But Milan doesn't have any consistency this year. They show up in moments than when you probably would least expect it. Kind of like Lord Figo at his job. You know, you would never expect it. But this Milan, when I look at them, if they start doing it week in, week out, hey, I'll believe it. But I don't see it, all right? And I've been out there believing, being hopeful, but I can't take it no more. I can't take it no more. They've crushed the spirit of all Milan fans. They only show up when they want, because this is not a team. This is not a team, guys. All right? And I don't think Coach Sal can stay, because he doesn't know how to build a team. He doesn't know how to get these group of guys all in order. So if you can't, sorry, you got to go. But if you can salvage this little tournament we can at least remember you in good things. All right. I'm not sitting here thinking we'll even take care of Fiorentina. But honestly, let's just try our best. Be positive. Let's not have one horrendous half and then we wake up in the second half. Try to play well from the beginning and do the best you can against a good team. What's your prediction on Fiorentina?
We're going to beat them 5-2-1. 2-1.
2-1.
Get that momentum.
I'm going 1-1. I'm sorry, guys. I can't be positive. This team is just not positive. I could have told you, I would have had money that they were going to tie the game, if not beat us today. Because as soon as they scored, I saw exactly what Conceição was going to do. He was going to sit back and just welcome all the pressure from them. And that's exactly what they did. Because they want to counter. They want to counter. But our players are so stupid that if they counter 10 times, maybe one time they'll score. The 8 other 9 times, they are horrendous. I just, they're not a team. They're a bunch of individuals. And it's just, we got to reset in the summer so badly. But yeah, we have this one thing. If Milan doesn't win the Coppa Italia, how do you judge this season? I mean, it's a failure. It's an utter failure. Failure. We got bounced in the Champions League too easy by a team we assumed we were going to beat. We're not even close to Europe right now. We won the Super Cup out of a miracle. Nothing good happened this season. It's been terrible. All right, G. Let's move on because we do have a little bit of a story. Is it true we have a new sporting director on the horizon? It's your boy Fabio, but not me. Because if they put me in there, I'd be doing some good things. But, excuse me, Fabio Paratici, let's talk about this guy. So we know he's previously from Juve. The reason he's suspended is because of the controversy with Juve and their finances, which is also one of the reasons we got the Champions League spot 2 years ago. Because of this guy and the stuff. But he was actually working for Tottenham. And we had a cool thing that I wanted to bring up to kind of just talk about, let's just say, his track record a little bit. So, G, what do you think about this guy? You've heard his name. I'm going to bring up some of the guys that he signed at, where was it? At Tottenham. And you tell me, what are your thoughts here? Because I see some of the people he bought and, you know, for the most part, they're all right. You can see he went after, I know one you're going to love. He picked up Udogie for only $18 million. He even picked up Perisic on a free transfer. You know, he got a couple of guys from the Italian league. Kuvayevsky, who was on Juve with him when he was there. They sold him for $30 million to Tottenham. But I don't know. What do you think about this guy, man? Any thoughts?
I think it's a good. We're going to be scamming now. Shout out to all my New Yorkers that are scammers, like Lord Figo that got the hot debit card and all that. That's what we're going to be doing. What we're going to be doing now, Fabio, because now we're going to be getting those deals, like those deals that Inter get. You know, two-year loan, pay me on the third, which goes into the next 7 years. So those are the deals we're going to get. Do I like him? Nah, because he might be doing some scamming. You feel me? Like Lord Figo and Tom Harmon are doing. So, but at the end of the day, Fabio, I think he signed Chiesa. He gave on that 4-year deal, right? So that 4-year deal, some bullshit like that. He signed a lot of players like that, 2-year deals, and that's what we need.
You know who else he signed?
Who else he signed?
Emerson Casino Royale. He signed him over there for $25 million. So I bet he's thrilled at the idea that he's going to have him again here. He's going to have to get rid of him. If that's the case, if it's true that this is the guy that Ferlani seems to be set on and they have some sort of agreement ready, probably going to kick in as soon as the season is over. We'll see. Track record-wise, not some bad players, but is he going to be able to? We need more Italians. We need somebody who's going to be able to close the deal on Italians. who's going to be able to make deals with the Italian teams here to start stealing some of their best players when things are not going well. We need Ricci really bad. That's number one. We want him to get him in our midfield. So make that deal happen, and I'll think you're all right, you know? But other than that, we'll see, man. We got to talk about it when it actually becomes 100%. But right now, I think it's all right. Hopefully, Fab, if you hire, please hire Lord Figo and make him a team doctor. No, no way. We don't need voodoo there. All right, so he cooked the books at Juventus. Yeah, well, you know what? They're cooking books at Inter, too. They're cooking books in Barcelona. Doesn't seem to stop nobody. Man. Why are we all playing, like, honestly? Why are we playing?
Even my Dodgers are cooking the books. We defend.
That's right. They are. They are. But let's not go there. All right. All right, G. We're almost at an hour. It's parting shot time. I'm gonna let you go here on the parting shot second. But I'm gonna just listen, man. There's a hot trend going on, right? You can make yourself this, like, what's it called? Glibby or whatever the hell it is. This art style, right?
The Gob Gob 3000.
What? Gob Gob. No, not Gob Gob. The Gob Gob 3000. Good Lord. All right. So I say, we got to make one of me and G. Look at this picture. First of all, we never look better in our lives. That's me and G right there, cartoon form. I even got another one. That's the real deal. So that's pretty good. Pretty good, right? That's pretty good. I think it's pretty good artwork. And then I have one of me and my girl. I love it, babe. Big shout out to everybody who's in the chat like they always are. Big shout out to everybody who supports us. Even if you're a loser and you're not a fan of our team and you show up, big ups to you too. All right, guys, we always appreciate you. If you want to help support the channel, number way to do it is subscribing to the channel and also hooking us up with some super chats so you can help be a part of the show. But I want to thank everybody always for being here and watching. G, what's your parting shot, bro?
Look at what Oscar said. You missed a lot of guys he signed. Dybala, Tevez, Udoji, Pirlo, Pogba, Badazagi,
Chiesa. Aspetta! Aspetta! Who signed these guys?
Paratici.
No. You're telling me Marotta signed them and he worked underneath that guy.
Oh, all you right. Capping out here, Oscar? That's haram to be lying out here, man.
Come on, bro.
Nah, come on, man.
You going back to Tevez? Tevez? What year is this? Oh, my God. Go ahead, bro.
Man, okay, you, Bobby, man, shout out to my brother, Liban Youssef. Yeah, he just got done with Ramadan. That thing takes a lot of mental strength, man. So I just want to say shout out to them, Josh. Everybody that always joins us, Oscar, you know, even that Rata named Figo, you know, and even that Rat Nikesh, Yeboa, like just everybody that always just supports us as a unit, man. I just want to say, like, we've been through worse, man. We've been through Mesba, Kevin Constant. Even that bum Rami that was scoring worldies, but he was a bum, bro. Like, we've been through it all, Fabio. We've been through it all, but we're gonna stick together, man. And whatever happens, happened, man. I mean, if it's Paratici, we just gotta get behind it. I think I'm coming to the end of us saying, like, let's stop talking about this management, previous management. Like, let's just get together as a fan base and, like, have the positivity all around like it was when we won the Scudetto. If we do that, that's going to be awesome. And the reason for me wearing this yellow shirt that are not Milan colors is because, like, I've seen a lot of stupidity going on online that we're selling our soul. We're doing this because this is not the colors. That's a Barney color. That's this and this. Look, guys, we have to sell Off-White. We have to sell Bear Bix because we need the revenue. The TV revenue that we're going to probably get this year is like 10 million. You know that Southampton, a team that's going to get relegated, is going to get 180 million pounds. So that's why we have to sell our soul. Don't blame us. Don't blame this fake-ass New Yorker named Cardinale. Blame the FIGC. Blame Italy, man. That's the reason we're selling our soul. Not because of Cardinale. We got to make that money. You see 180 mil to 18 mil, Fabio probably 10 mil. How much is that? That's 170 mil that they getting, bro. And they going down. That's the reason we're selling our souls. So that's my problem. I'm wearing the gold. Will we complain when Abiati, the bald head freak, the big one, were we like shitting on him? Nah, we just took it. Oh, Gio, but that's a goalkeeper. They've always no. We're talking about tradition. The jersey, like the 125th, all black. That's how it should have been. So, like, let's cut that out. So, we're selling our soul just because we need to pay. And that's it. And that's sad. Because we should just be red and black and then just do, like, a mystery jersey. But remember, we wore gold. We even had blue. We had blue, Fabio. In 90s. Yeah. At Lotto. Come on, guys. Like, let's get it together.
A blue jersey, like a few years ago.
Yeah, we got blue. So, like, it is what it is, man. I just want to say thank you to everybody. We're going to get through this together, man. New York club. Go visit Fabio. Slap him
hell
in the butt.
Hell yeah,
baby.
Yo. No. Don't slap nobody in the butt, all right? Guys, we appreciate everybody sticking around. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you all next week, hopefully, with something good. We might be doing a Friday show. Ooh, there's an after party. How you doing? Guys, thank you all for watching. Have a wonderful night. Peace out from Long Island and Southern Cal.